This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour. Hi.
It's Thursday. You knew that, right? Thursday. And so I'm overcome, actually, by all of this attention. It just depends on what you're paying attention to in terms of whether it's news, what influences you and your thoughts, that sort of thing. We're not here necessarily to influence your thoughts. We're here to tell you what's going on and tell you what our thoughts are. And you figure out what's going on yourself. The impeachment activity yesterday. Victoria Keenan, by the way, is here, along with Kara Schiff, at the controls in our studio in Washington. Had a nice visit yesterday, Victoria, with Kara, who had on her pink shoes. It was kind of pinkish. Were they pink or red?
They were like coral, so kind of in between. Yeah, it's a reddish orange. Right. I thought you were going to say a pink shirt, and I was like, oh, you really
were
paying attention.
Were you wearing pink shoes and it was snowing yesterday?
It didn't snow yesterday.
No, it was snowing there.
Oh, it snowed here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was chilly, but
cool.
No snow.
Yeah. Not a bad thing. All right, so today is the 19th, and the president has lashed out, as you might imagine, at the Democrats. The impeachment activity yesterday, as I'm driving across the country, I'm listening on NPR to the very... It's a circus, and it seems... You know, to listen, depending, again, is what I said a few minutes ago, what you're listening to or maybe what you're reading, the interpretation is completely different. So what I found, and I always find this to be the case, is go to the source. Listen to the actual hearing if you have the time or the inclination, and then you kind of hear what's going on. I'm ashamed of, frankly, the whole Congress, ashamed of how this thing has been presented, ashamed of what these people have said. There's no intellectual, there's no stimulus, there's no, it's just like a bunch of thugs or people who haven't made it much beyond the third grade. And to listen to them all say the same thing, to go back and forth and back and forth, and it seems very weak, impotent. I feel like this, as I have all along, it's not so much about Trump, although it is really with the Democrats, and it feels ugly and sticky and gooey to me, Victoria. Did you pay any attention to it yesterday?
I really didn't have much time yesterday. I had some personal stuff going on, so I really didn't, but I caught up a little bit this morning and just read that, you know, the House voted 230-197 to charge him
with
abuse of power, and then 229-198 for obstruction of Congress. So, I firmly believe that it's unfortunate that all of it has come to this, but if the Congress's job is to do this, and I know that this is unpopular right now with some people, I read a Fox poll yesterday, which is not a poll of Fox viewers, but the polls that Fox conducts, and it's interesting that 50%, and the Fox host, I forget his name, one of them, I don't really watch it regularly, but one of the hosts came on and was talking about it and was surprised that their own poll came back and said 50% of Americans polled were in favor of impeachment, and he just was trying to explain it away, I guess, because it's Fox, but even he was sort of flabbergasted that the number was that high. I think more people do feel that if he did something wrong, which it looks like in these two cases, obstruction of Congress, which we know he's been pretty blatant, he's been tweeting about, you know, withholding evidence and withholding information. So if that's where the obstruction of Congress came from, he's kind of already told on himself in numerous tweets. And then the abuse of power, that's the quid pro quo that everyone keeps talking about. And again, you can go right back to the transcript where he says, do me a favor. And he's withholding aid. And, you know, and everyone goes, oh, well, you know, Joe Biden did that when he was vice president. But the difference was that was humanitarian aid, and it wasn't just Joe Biden's call. So there are differences. I know a lot of people are trying to lump this all into it's all the same and everyone does it. And it's kind of like, yeah, but if everyone, you know, it's one of those when your parents say, but if everyone jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? It's not all the same thing. And I just feel like there's a lot of lumping in together because depending on what side of the aisle you're on, this is total party politics and nothing more than that. And it's unfortunate that we've gotten to this point. We're not getting anything else done. We've talked about this earlier this week about vaping. We can't seem to get a federal mandate on vaping. States are kind of scrambling to come up with ideas on their own. We don't really have much more progress made on the opioid epidemic. There are just so many other things that are happening that are not happening. They're just kind of stagnant because of this. And it's unfortunate. We have a president who has no idea what the rules and protocols are. I think everyone can agree with that. Jen has said that too. This is a president who has no idea what the laws are. And that's really unfortunate too, because I don't think we would be here if he actually did know that. I don't know that he would deliberately do what he's been now accused of and convicted of in the Congress. I don't think he would have done that specifically if he had actually known what the laws and rules were. But here we are. You know, if you go before a judge, you commit a crime, you don't get to say, oh, I didn't know that was the law. The judge is going to look at you and say, well, that's your job to know the law. So the whole thing is a mess. And about not lack of civics. Obviously, even in Trump's generation, he didn't learn civics in school either.
Well, that's one of the things that's most frustrating to me is going, on Twitter and just kind of looking through people's responses. And first of all, I think that impeachments will always be a messy thing. I mean, I was not old enough to really remember much about Clinton's, but going back and listening to different people talking about it and listening to Monica Lewinsky's opinions about it, I mean, the whole thing was kind of the same in terms of politics in that he was convicted by the Congress and found guilty, and then it went to the Senate and he wasn't found guilty because it was Republicans in Congress and Democrats in the Senate. So it was almost the exact same thing, but reversed.
But the
most interesting thing to me going through different people talking about is how many people still don't realize, I mean, people saying, oh, Trump's gone, or, you know, like, yay, we won. And so many people asking and not realizing that it doesn't really do that much besides say, okay, we think you're guilty of this, but he can still run for, like, unless the Senate finds him guilty of this, he can still run for president again. He'll still be in office. So it's just, I don't know. It's amazing to me how long this impeachment process is going on, and people still don't understand what it means.
It's like electioneering. This is just an election. This is an electioneering. Almost speechless when it comes to what people think is important versus what may be important or what is important here. The country moves on or doesn't. It hasn't. We really haven't got a lot accomplished. Trump's done a lot on his own to move the bar in terms of how the functionality of the country, trade, the immigration thing, a lot of things have been done that were serious problems, and they've been addressed. They hadn't been addressed by previous presidents. Some of that.
I don't really think the immigration stuff has been addressed, except for build a wall and people are still in cages.
No,
so.
If you look at the numbers of people that are crossing the border, it's down to 5% of what it was 4 years ago. They're just not coming. And that's, I think, a plus, frankly. I'm trying to figure out what Nancy Pelosi is going to do. It seems to be up to her, and only up to her, as to what goes on now that these two have been adopted, where they're supposed to go over to the Senate. But apparently the next steps are in kind of a limbo, and I'm not sure. What's the normal process? What was the process when Clinton was impeached? They go right from the House over to the Senate?
I don't remember. I don't know. I wasn't old enough really to know anything. I mean, I knew what was happening, but I didn't know it on the nuts and bolts of it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
sorry, that would be a question for you.
No, I'm just looking and trying to read through. There's an interesting article in The Hill this morning about The Hill is the newspaper that most people in Washington read, and that is most people in government, and it is unclear to me, looking at it, what in the world goes on next. It's almost like she doesn't know what to do with it. Because she knows what's going to happen to her when he gets over there. She criticizes McConnell. Okay, yeah, but what do you think? McConnell's going to do the same thing you did, politically.
Well, I think that what Nancy Pelosi's trying to say, from what I can gather, is that they want witnesses. They want John Bolton. They want Mick Mulvaney. They want people to testify. And, you know, Mitch McConnell has already been all over the news talk shows.
The Democrats do. Senate.
Well, yeah. Nancy Pelosi, that was her message, yeah, to the Senate. But and Chuck Schumer's been saying that too, as the minority leader. That's what he wants. They want certain people to come out and testify. I think a lot of people, myself included, are interested to hear what John Bolton has to say. To me, he's really the one.
To what end?
Because he's tied in with the whole phone call.
Yeah, but
he's
that's not going to affect the outcome.
You just want
to have more dirt on Trump. That's all it is. If that's
no, Doug, I want to hear the truth. I want to hear what
happened. Well, I'd like to have the truth too, and I don't trust Bolton to give me the truth.
John Bolton has been name checked by a million different witnesses, saying that he's the one who directed numerous people to report what he heard on the phone call to the White House counsel. So obviously something was a red flag for John Bolton. The other thing is John Bolton is the only one who has, everyone has said, he takes copious notes. Everything that happened is written down.
John Bolton,
saving that for his book, and that's what I don't like. So I think that, you know, he's literally trying to, and he's put on Twitter, I know you're not on Twitter, but he has literally tweeted, I have much more to say, it's coming in my book. He has been teasing that. I think that's disgraceful, that instead of telling the American people what happened in that room that day on that call, he's saving it for a book deal. That's part of the reason why I want him on trial and under oath, because we can finally get maybe a little more down to the bottom of the story, because he heard the call. And everyone keeps saying, oh, the case is weak because it's third-party people and secondhand news kind of stuff. Well, John Bolton's not secondhand news. He was a direct person who listened to the call. He was on it. So that's the reason. I don't care about dirt on Trump. I want to know what actually happened in that room.
I don't know that I believe what he told. What he said, that was the point of what I'm saying. He's got an axe to grind, and he's going to grind it. That's, you know, this stuff comes right down again to politics, who you believe, who you don't believe. It's disgraceful that we have this thing going on. I don't know. I think maybe what you said at the beginning was more poignant than anything else, Victoria. The fact that Trump probably didn't know what was legal and didn't...
I'm not making any excuses for him. I am no fan of his by any means, but I do think if you look at it factually, I think it's pretty obvious that this is a president who has not read any manuals, he's not read any instructions, you know, it's...
You've got to have good advisors around you, much as anything else.
But you can also study up on the Constitution as the executive branch. You can get some cliff notes on, I am president, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do. You could do that. I'm sure even George W. looked up, okay, what am I supposed to do here and what not? I just think it's ignorance and a lack of respect for the office. That's how I see it.
19 past the hour on the DJV program.
It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Memory. This is Jennifer Hudson's version of the song. Listen to her voice, how clear it is. Right, crack it up a little, Karen.
Let the memory live again.
The full studio version of this song has been released just before the movie hits theaters this weekend. I've seen the trailer for this. Have you, either of you or both of you, seen
it? Yeah, I've seen it. I'm slightly more intrigued now as I've seen some of the longer trailers, but when I first saw it, I thought everyone looked really creepy.
Yeah, I think it does look creepy. I've only seen one trailer. I didn't like the way it looked, frankly. At any rate, Hudson's take on this song really, really does underscore her powerful voice, and it'll be featured on the film's soundtrack. The story is based on that book by T.S. Eliot, a lot of poems. The Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats follows a feline group called the Jellicle Cats. Isn't that how you pronounce that? Jellicle?
Your guess is as good as mine. I've never seen the musical.
It's a special night during which their leader, Old Deuteronomy, chooses one cat to be reborn and return to a new life. And Jennifer Hudson plays the role of Grizabella, a former glamour cat that's now shunned by the Jellicles. So, those of you who... it doesn't appeal. I like the music from it. I think this is a great way of her demonstrating her range and how well she sings. But seeing the movie doesn't appeal to me at all. The show didn't...
It'll be interesting to see how many people go to it, because it's it's very different. There's nothing else like it, which I kind of think is cool, in terms of, you know, it's not like another superhero movie. So it'll be interesting to see how it does. It's got a huge cast. There's so many big
names. Big names. All right, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Music is our focus every hour during this portion of the program. Next up, a focus on an NBC special, which is airing tomorrow. It's the Global Citizen Prize, which features an all-star roster of singers and actors. It'll be on hand when the special is aired. I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern. This is the first time this award ceremony has taken place. It's in London at the Royal Albert Hall, which if you ever have a chance to go into that.
Oh, beautiful venue.
It's real. Something extraordinary, it really is. Anyway, this ceremony is going to celebrate, quote, individuals taking action to end extreme poverty and presents powerful video packages telling revealing stories of the impact of the work that they're having. And once John Legend is everywhere today, these days, he's going to host the program and perform on it. Also, we'll feature performances from the previously mentioned Jennifer Hudson. Let's see here. Sting, Stormzy, Coldplay's Chris Martin will be there. Special event slated to air also has Connie Britton. One of the Spice Girls, Emma Button, will be there. Jason Derulo, Leona Lewis, the star of Yesterday, Himesh Patel. Those are brothers, right? Aren't the two of them brothers?
No, not related,
not
at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope.
And Cal Penn, who has become very successful. I think he's quite a good actor, actually. So, the Global Citizen Prize.
He's come a long way from Harold and Kumar.
I know. I was going to say, that's still the only thing I've. That's the only thing I associate with him still is Harold and Kumar. But
he was very good.
Yeah,
in, what's the Kiefer movie or TV show that we all used to watch? Designated Survivor.
Designated Survivor. Yeah, he was in that. He was the press secretary.
He's
in a comedy
really
now, isn't he?
He does everything. He does it all. Yeah.
He's quite versatile. That's true. So, anyway, that's something to look forward to. If you're looking for something different tomorrow night, we're really getting into Christmas season. These are good things. Celebrations, all kinds of celebrations are great at Christmas time, and this will be one of them. So, congratulations to them. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now, Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House impeaches President Trump. However, the Senate impeachment trial could now be delayed, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is threatening to withhold the two articles of impeachment against the president, saying that she wants to know how the Senate's process will be conducted before she sends them over.
I said we're not sending it tonight because it's difficult to determine who the managers would be until we see the arena in which we will be participating.
Pelosi also criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for saying he would not be an impartial juror in a Senate trial. Meanwhile, the White House calls it one of the most shameful political episodes in the history of our nation, a spokesman saying Dems have failed to show the president did anything wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What's good, what's bad, what's ugly? We've got it here conversationally on the DJV program, 34 after the hour on the Thursday conversation. I'm Doug Steffen here along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill, and Jennifer has lost her voice. Seems to me she did last year at one point, too, with all the talking that we all do. Not a surprise. Sometimes the voice, because mine feels a little bit weak this morning, but it's more from what I wasn't, it had nothing to do with talking, much as anything else, being kind of on the lower or bad end of some really bad food the other day.
What did you eat, by the way? I heard about this yesterday afternoon.
I stopped at you remember about 2 months ago I said that I had one of those Burger King Unwhoppers or Unbelievable, whatever they call it.
Yeah, Impossible Whopper.
The Impossible Burger, right.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped there on Tuesday as we were, when I say we, Daisy and I are driving across country to get to California in time for Miles' birthday on Sunday. And so we stopped at one of these places and I fed her a little of that and I had some and I got some French fries and I had a thing of water. No, it was a vitamin C, one of those red vitamin C drinks. And about 4 or 5 hours after that, I started feeling queasy, really queasy. And by the time we got to the place we were staying, I was really sick. And so I spent the night upchucking, very unpleasant. I hadn't done that for years and years and years. And so I think that when you go through that exercise, it affects your esophagus and your,
oh, sure,
your
it does.
Throat and the flapper.
All that acid?
Oh, yeah.
That's, oh, my gosh, right. Yeah.
So a little bit of that here. So anyway, the malady is over. We continue our conversation about the issues of the day, what's trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Democratic mayor, we did all the discussion. We had all the conversation about the impeachment. Now the Democratic debate goes on. And not to play into anybody's thinking, but this is a bunch of white bread, looks like to me. And I, you know, I wonder, no Latinos and no black people on the stage tonight, if this doesn't still reflect, it reflects badly on diversity, but it does reflect on to what the, you know, the majority of the country is still white, good, bad, or indifferent. I don't have any really thoughts about it one way or another. I'm not really all that worked up about things. Just, you know, it's, it kind of reminds me of the discussion we used to have about giving people affirmative action. If you're qualified, then it doesn't make any difference to me whether you're whatever you are. I find there have been a lot of things that have been done in my lifetime that have given people opportunities that they might have taken better advantage of had they been doing anything but axe grinding. I think we've seen a lot of that over the years. But at any rate, I'm going a little off the debate. They must have gotten the thing straightened out at Loyola. Is that a hard word to say? Isn't it? Loyola. L-O-Y-O-L-A. Loyola is a university in Los Angeles. Actually, it's a beautiful campus on the side of a hill overlooking, if you go on there, it overlooks a 3,800-unit apartment complex. And the new offices of Google and Microsoft, which are on Jefferson, it looks kind of down. It's on the top of a hill on the way to the airport. And it's a very nice, very picturesque place. The labor dispute apparently is okay. They've made a deal. So now they're going to have this thing tonight. There are seven presidential candidates who are going to show up, right? And does that include the two newest ones, Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg?
Steyer, I don't know. I don't know. Michael Bloomberg is not included because you have to qualify. I think all this qualification stuff is just stupid. I'd like to hear more opinions from other people, but I guess at this point they have whatever the rules are that are set by the DNC. You have to have a certain amount of it's in polling and with donations and things like that. So.
Is it arbitrary? It sounds kind of arbitrary to me.
It is, and I think that's what Cory Booker's been complaining about. And he made it more about diversity, but so did Julian Castro. But and they both have good points, but it's really not. It's not based on that. It's kind of everyone has the same rules and the same guidelines. So I don't know. It's frustrating that it's the same old people, and I don't mean that in an ageist way, but it is kind of, so, I don't know, we'll see.
And it doesn't reflect, again, you know, that I think that, although I'm telling you, as much as it really, I'm not sure what to do, all of this anti-Trump stuff has backfired, at least for me. I'm thinking of the stuff that he's done, maybe this started when I was on that China panel a couple of weeks ago. I'm beginning to think, and I'm a pretty intelligent voter. I pretty much am familiar with all the issues and know, you know, that's my job here to know what's going on. And the more I think about the weakness in the Democratic reserve, if you will, there's nobody there that appeals to me other than maybe Joe Biden and Bloomberg for sure. If neither one of them, I was thinking I would sit it out like I did last time. I didn't vote. Well, no, that's not true. I voted for Hillary.
No, you voted for Hillary. Yeah. He talks about that.
So in terms of what I would do this time, with all of the stuff that seems to be moderately contrived, there's much to what you said in the last half hour, Victoria, about, you know, the things that he ought to have known and this sort of thing. But it really doesn't seem, and it didn't seem to me when Clinton was impeached that was anything other than a Republican gangbang on him. That's when the political divide really got serious and has continued. That's really when it's the impeachment, and using impeachment as it was done. I don't think that is what that friend, but who's going to know? How do you know what somebody had in mind when they put a document together almost 300 years ago? You don't know what they had in mind. It reminds me of people who say, well, this is what that means, these waste of time BSers that are on television all the time. This is what he meant by saying that. How the hell do you know what he meant? You're not in his mind. you want to know what he meant, then ask him or ask her. But in this circumstance, I think that we have a lot of, there's a lot of ichiku park here in this stuff, and the Democrats haven't really presented themselves well. It's almost like this is a representation of the dumbing down of America for me. These people in the House and the Senate, to a point, aren't really our best. We don't invite the best people. We invite people who have money to be our representatives. We don't have people who are mayor. And the good people don't get in anymore because they know they can't win. They don't have a lot of money. And that's something that really does eat at me.
I think a lot of people feel that, you know, if you go into politics, you know, look at what it is. It's just you're under attack constantly. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. So anybody who wants to kind of walk into that firing squad, I don't know. I think normal people who maybe would have a lot to offer, I think that you're seeing those people pop up. If they genuinely want to be in politics, they're popping up in smaller communities, and they're dealing directly with what they can have an impact on, and not necessarily on a bigger scale and a bigger stage. And I think that's a good thing in one sense, because when you really start a grassroots movement at home and you're working directly in your own community and making a difference, that does have a groundswell effect. But I think that's I don't know, just now being in back in New Jersey and being a little more aware of what's going on in local politics here, there are some really wonderful people in local communities that I'm learning about who, you know, hold down regular jobs at the same time as being like the local representative or on the town council or whatever, and they're making a real difference in their own communities. So I think that maybe there's sort of a backlash happening in terms of you see all these people grandstanding regardless of party on TV, and it just, you know, it looks like nothing's getting done. And people who really want to make a difference, who don't care about getting caught up in Twitter wars with other candidates or whatever, they're really making a difference on their own. And I think that's a great thing.
Well, I wish I could say that for my community where I've lived all my life, but we have a mayor who's been there for 2 years. Who is very? She ran on the principle of being the people's mayor, and she's anything but that. If you weren't a supporter of hers or aren't now, then you might as well not even consider talking to her about getting something done, because she will ignore you or worse, work against you. And we had the last meeting of the city council. The first city council was when we changed from town form of government to city form of government. There was an election 2 years ago, and council got elected. And that was pretty much a traditional group of people that had been involved in Framingham politics for a long time. And the mayor, who was not qualified, really, she was, I suppose anybody could be qualified, she was an executive at a nonprofit, and she ran against the guy who would have been probably a fairly good mayor, but he pulled a stupid stunt during the campaign and lost, and will never be able to recover from it because of the gravity of the thing that the foolishness that he pulled. His judgment was very bad. So this woman gets elected, and she's really doing nothing and is getting in the way of things. The city council represented the districts of the community, and everybody has a voice. And so of the 11 members of the city council, 7 chose not to run because nothing's getting done. As a matter of fact, the chairman of the city council, when asked by the chief operating officer who works for the mayor, why aren't you going to run, he said there are too many amateurs involved and you can't get anything done. So the other night the city council had their last meeting after 2 years, and the people that were retiring, you know, they all got accolades from the place was, from over here, was full. And then the mayor came down and chastised and chided the city council for not agreeing with her or getting anything done. I mean, it was atrocious. It really was. It was so, the judgment was bad. The timing was bad. She just really railed on them. A group of people that are really highly thought of in Framingham, because they've given, in the case of my friend, Charlie Suzitsky, who is the vice chairman, he's been involved in Framingham in various political, things that were, his time was donated for almost 30 years. So how do you say to somebody like that, you've wasted your time, you were a do nothing person? You know, the crowd was really angry. The chairman of the same thing with the chairman, a guy named Dennis Giambetti. He's known for being efficient, running a good meeting, understanding the community, loving the community, and the mayor just basically dismissed all of them and said, well, the next council will be better because they'll agree with me. You know, that kind of stuff. No, it doesn't work for me. And there's a lot of that sort of stuff. When you look around at some of these smaller towns, yes, you're right, there are some good people coming up. I suppose, in a manner of speaking, Mayor Pete is one of those.
I also find them, yeah, and that's true. Well, I don't know how people feel about him in South Bend, but I think it's especially true from what I've seen in the New York, New Jersey area in urban communities. That's where I'm really seeing it, and I think that's where so much work needs to be done. So I think that that's really, you know, I know you're in a very diverse community.
Very diverse.
It's unfortunate that there doesn't seem to be any real leadership there, but hopefully that will change in the next election.
Well, let's hope. All right, in sports, the fellow that's the wide receiver for the Seahawks, Josh Gordon, indefinitely suspended by the NFL because he's violated performance-enhancing substance abuse. This is the fifth time he's been suspended. He takes these, you know, various drugs that you're not supposed to. I don't know. He doesn't look like a big Hulk to me, but it must change his performance. So this is a problem. I wonder why, after all the focus on it, these guys still do this sort of thing. Why?
Well, because a lot of them get around the system. Yeah, a lot of them do get around it, and there are ways to beat it. And so I guess he probably figured he would give it a try.
Well, I think for him, he's using marijuana. I don't think he's using performance-enhancing drugs. I think that's why, because he's using it. And I know I've heard this before about people using it as like a pain medication alternative, and because apparently some of his teammates are stepping out and saying that there needs to be a different policy on marijuana, and that I don't know if it's it's legal in Seattle, so for it to be legal in the state where you are and for him to use it as an alternative for pain medication but not be able to use it because the NFL has a policy against it is, I don't know, kind of silly.
Well, it just says to you what Americans are all over the course of, that's what it is, Kara, the business of people benefiting from using these the anti-pain medication, medical marijuana, the things, the CBD oil that people really want. This speaks back to what we were talking about before, Victoria. The lack of government attention to what people want, and they know, you know, the business of being in the way of using CBD oil for pain. But Americans are getting at it. They're using it, and it's pretty bad news. The pain drugs that have been developed are doing poorly, or not poorly, aren't doing as well as they used to. Now, that's
well, and people are terrified if they're not already addicted to opioids. Who, you know, if you have an injury, if you're a professional athlete and you have an injury, maybe this guy wants to use marijuana Vicodin or something, I just don't understand how anyone can fault him for that.
No, I think there's something to that. Maybe we should be on his side when it comes to this. All right, a couple of quick television notes. Anything good on tonight that you...
Well, the debate, as we mentioned, that starts at 8 p.m. That will air live on all PBS stations as well as CNN. It'll be streamed on a bunch of places as well. If you don't want to do anything political, on ABC tonight, they've got Disney's Prep and Landing, Part 1 and Part 2. Really cute cartoon about elves. You can also catch up on some basketball if you want to see the Lakers. They are playing at the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. That's 8 p.m. on TNT. And if you totally want to not think about anything at all, then we get into the 2020 Miss America competition. That's tonight on NBC at 8 p.m. And also at 8 p.m. on the CW is the iHeart Jingle Ball 2019.
10 before the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug and Victoria with a focus on first the Far Side, the comic strip. So what's the connection here to technology, Ms. Keelan?
Well, the Far Side, after all of these years, has finally launched its own official website. It debuted with a selection of classic Far Side cartoons, doodles from the creator Gary Larson's sketchbooks, and a letter from Gary Larson himself. Despite the strip's cultural popularity in the form of books and calendars and posters, the official website marks the first time that this has ever been authorized to be online. This actually marks the 40th anniversary of the Far Side comic strips. It was syndicated from 1980 to 1995, and so now it is all living at thefarside.com. They will periodically post new comics from Gary Larson in 2020. In a letter to all of his fans, he explained his understandable hesitation to embrace the internet. Mainly, it was basically because of issues of copyright infringement. There are so many websites that were out there that had unauthorized, they had basically just copied a lot of his stuff and then posted it. And it was run by Far Side fans. It wasn't anything really malicious, but Gary Larson had to go after all those websites, and I guess most of them agreed to take down the content. He said it's the battle to take control over his comics has been, quote, an uphill slog, and he said that he hopes that giving the comics an official digital home will help temper the impulses of the infringement inclined. He said that high-tech improvements in security and graphics have also been another reason why he was ready to finally let it go onto the internet. He said he still is a little hesitant. He said issued a quote saying, if they wanted to, I'm sure the Russians could get inside this thing and start messing with my captions. And he put in parentheses, I know they're they're thinking about it. And he told the New York Times that he recently got a tablet and that it's actually been fun for him to draw again. He hasn't drawn any new comics in a long time. And he said, I hope all the reasons I've given here explain why I'm so late to this party, but I'm finally here and I could use a drink. So it's in typical Far Side fashion. So lots of Far Side fans are excited about that.
Microsoft has revealed the new Xbox Series X. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
At last week's Game Awards, Microsoft caught everybody off guard by using the opening of the event to announce the next generation Xbox. And while the timing of the news was a surprise, so was the design. The new Series X is a vertical rectangular box. Think of a shoebox sitting on its end, and Microsoft is promising a new level of performance that is four times greater than that of the current model. There's a host of impressive specs we don't have time to talk about, but rest assured they're implying it'll be better than whatever the new PlayStation rolls out. There's also a new Xbox wireless controller, and we're promised the console will be backwards compatible with all previous generation Xbox games. We don't know pricing, but we do know the Xbox Series X will arrive before the holidays next year.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Next up on the DJV program is a focus on this hacker who spoke to her child via her security camera. Wow, this is eerie.
This is very eerie. So, obviously, home security cameras are supposed to surveil the property and give families a peace of mind. But for the LeMay family, their experience with the Ring camera was nothing short of a nightmare. Ashley LeMay purchased the Ring security camera during a Black Friday sale, this most recent Black Friday, and she wanted to put it in the bedroom where all three of her daughters sleep. The camera allows her to watch and speak to her girls from the convenience of her phone while she worked night shifts. 4 days after installing the device, her 8-year-old daughter, Alyssa, heard a strange music-like noise and a banging sound coming from her bedroom. When she went to check it out, a man's voice was coming directly from the Ring camera, and he said, quote, I'm your best friend, I'm Santa Claus. And so the little girl got scared, obviously, called for her mom, and kept asking the camera, who is that, who is that? Since the incident, her husband has taken the camera down, disconnected everything, and they said that they plan on returning it to the store where they bought it. Now, here's the problem. Ring has weighed in on this. It was not a security breach, but this is exactly why I'm constantly telling everybody, I sound like a broken record, never use the same username and password on any two accounts. And the reason that you don't want to do that is because that's what happened here. They didn't set up the two-factor authentication for the Ring account, which is necessary, and that adds a really good, strong level of protection. They didn't do that, and they obviously reused their username and password. Someone else cracked that and hacked in and was speaking to their daughters and spying on them. There's also a video camera here. The guy could have been watching these three little girls as well. It's very creepy.
Sure is. Word to the wise, hopefully, is sufficient here with the Victoria's advice. 59 past the hour.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.